Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Give me an example of a loophole that you will close.
Well, I can tell you that people at the high end, high income taxpayers, are going to have fewer deductions and exemptions.
In many states, and it's Go difficult ahead. To accept your word if you're not going to specify which tax loopholes you're willing to close. Don't voters have a right to know which loopholes you're going to go after?
So Mitt Romney and I, based on our experience, think the best way to do this is to show the framework, show the outlines of these plans, and then to work with Congress to do this. That's how you get things done. The other thing,
isn't
George,
that a secret plan? Why not say right now?
Because we want to do this. We want to have this, George, because we want to have this debate in the public. We should do it out in the public view where the public can participate.
That's exactly what I'm suggesting, having it in public before the election so voters can have that information before they make up their minds.
George Stephanopoulos voting for Obama there. It sounds sort of like that. That's David Gregory with Mitt Romney and George Stephanopoulos with Paul Ryan. The latest web ad from the Obama campaign, that's a piece of it, interestingly enough. It's very interesting how the television programs these people are being interviewed on are used for advertising. One would wonder what kind of permission you have to get. Anyway, the attacks continue, and this one is on the tax plan. What about you? How do you feel about the attacks, the attack ads, the information? That has nothing to do with what Obama has done. It only has to do with trying to get you turned off to what these other people may or may not do. Is that the right way for you to make up your mind? How do you make up your mind when it comes to these sort of important things? That's a really interesting quiz that perhaps we may spend some time looking into here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Presidential race still a very solid part of the, it's going to be for the next 2 months, solid part of conversation every day as they go back and forth and back and forth. Here from Fox, Steve Ducey and Gretchen Carlson talk to Donald Trump, who believes the Democrats did a better job with their convention.
Each of the parties wound up with their candidates getting bumps. What do you make of it?
Well, the Democrats got a much bigger bump, unfortunately, and they ran a very good convention. Let's face it. I think the Republican convention, first of all, was hurt by the hurricane.
Sure.
Or a lack of hurricane. You know, the hurricane never really hit heavy in Tampa, but I guess they probably had to do what they did. But the fact is that the Democrats gave a great convention. There's no question about it.
What do you make of the media coverage? Does that have anything to do with it, or just you're looking at it straightforward if you watched Fox or if you watched primetime coverage on the networks?
Well, I think no matter what happens, the Democrats were going to be given A marks. I mean, they were going to be given the A's and, you know, et cetera. But they did run a very good convention, and I think, frankly, I would have liked to have seen Sarah Palin speak. I would have liked to have seen some people speak that weren't invited to speak. And, you know, I think the Republicans did not have the right speakers. They had a lot of people that people say, who are they? Where did they come from?
Are you talking about yourself? Because you were supposed to be there to give a surprise. Can you tell us what it
was?
I was.
Well, my day got knocked out. We had a great surprise. I won't say what it was, but we had a great surprise. But my day got knocked out with the hurricane. But, you know, I think Sarah Palin should have spoken. I think others should have spoken, frankly. And I think the Republicans hurt themselves a little bit. It wasn't the same. Now, I have to tell you, I wanted it to be great. I also thought Clint, actually, you know, I'm in the minority because he just got absolutely killed.
He did.
But I thought Clint did a good job. He was having fun up there. He was doing a good job. And people love Clint. So I think the voters are going to respond to Clint. But I thought Clint did a good job. They absolutely killed him. You know, the so-called liberal media. What they did to Clint was disgraceful.
Well, how about this, Kate? The governor was supposed to, Governor Romney was supposed to do something you know. You know him well now. He was supposed to define himself and let people know who he is. Was he effective at that?
Well, I think he was, and I think that he made a nice speech. I think Ann Romney was absolutely fantastic. She was a star. She did great. I'm not surprised at all because I've gotten to know her. She's fantastic. I also think Michelle Obama did a very good job. There were a lot of very good jobs, but I think the Democrats had more appropriate people to the party than the Republicans did.
Who agrees with that? or disagrees, 800-510-8255. Email the Doug at DougStephan.com, helping you to understand the world of News Talk Radio. That's what the Countdown is about, surveying stations, hosts, programs all around the country, and again, different pieces of the pie. Sometimes there's some talk television in there, which is used as examples of what people are saying so that they can get a twist and a turn. Here is host Forrest Goodman with analyst Todd Starnes about whether Mitt Romney may be his own worst enemy.
I think that this strategy of Obama's a nice guy, but that's why we should vote him out because of this, because of that. I just don't know how well that's going to play, because you know the Obama campaign's not going to play that way, saying Romney's a nice guy. Heck, they're lying about the guy. They're accusing him of killing people's wives.
Sure, but at the same time, it's the stuff that Romney says himself that has people concerned, like yesterday when he said that he's going to keep all the popular parts of Obamacare.
And I'm glad you bring that up. I saw that yesterday, and I sent an email blast out to some of the folks that I go back and forth with on politics who have been raking me over the coals because I won't come full out 100% behind Mitt Romney. And I said, I'm scared to death of the guy because of his rhino tendencies. And yesterday was case in point.
This is why, Farce, you and I both, because, you know, look, at the end of the day, you look at the polling, and, I mean, this should be a Romney landslide
right.
from the economy, but it's neck and neck, and I think the reason why is because the Republicans are not doing an effective job showing the contrast between Romney and Obama. And you're right when they say, well, he's a nice guy, and, yeah, we're going to keep all the popular parts of Obamacare. That doesn't show people the difference between the two candidates.
No, you're exactly right, and I agree 100% with you on that, Todd, and it's one of the things that really bothers me about this, because I think you're right. Romney should be up big in this, just on the pure numbers alone with our economy and the problems that this country's facing. Now, here's the good news. He's got 50-some-odd days that he can correct this, but he needs to get someone in his ear that will tell him what he should be doing.
Well, absolutely, and he has to keep in mind that he's not competing against Obama, he's competing against the national media, and that's going to be the big challenge. And then when you look, we're going into the debates next month, and you look at the people that are moderating, I mean, he very well could be debating them too.
Yeah.
So I think Mitt Romney has a tough job, you know, in the coming days, and they're going to have to be much more effective in communicating their message to the American public.
How much do you believe in thoughts or things that, so if you hold a thought that Romney's going to win, if you're a Romney supporter, I suggest perhaps that you spend some moments in the quiet of your day just thinking, Mitt will win. Mitt wins, just something like that. Or if you like Obama, the same thing. But under the circumstances, there's a lot of heaviness in the air. Maybe that will change. Today is September 11th, and that's one of the reasons I think there's a lot of heaviness in the air. 800-510-8255. We'll talk about the September 11th anniversary later on in the countdown. But for now, it's politics as usual here on the air.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-939-8955. That's 1-800-939-8955. 1-800-939-8955.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom. And Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Feel like you've tried everything for your sore joints? Time to move on to something more effective at improving your joint health. New Schiff Move Free Ultra. More effective than two regular glucosamine and chondroitin tablets. Just one little pill. Why? Because of the breakthrough 2-in-1 formula with hyaluronic acid plus type 2 collagen, which activates your own immune system and helps repair joint cartilage. Believe it. Was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Move on to something more effective. Move on to Move Free Ultra.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey guys, look, prostate problems are no laughing matter. And if you're tired of getting up at night or it takes forever for you to go, then it's time to do something. The prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow for 15 years. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's www.prostateformula.com. Found in fine drugstores everywhere.
800-510-8255. I'm looking at headlines today and seeing all of the things that are negative about Obama. You got to wonder how the spin shows them up on the top. Here are our hosts Hillary Howard and Sean Anderson talking to analyst Steve Farnsworth about what's going on in Virginia.
The Republican Party could not do it. Virginia State Board of Elections would not let the party keep candidate Virgil Goode off presidential ballots. Now, the move is a major development in the battleground state that could give Mitt Romney a rival to the political right.
Goode is seeking a ballot spot as the nominee of the conservative Constitution Party. So what is next for the Republican Party after this rejection from the Board of Elections?
Well, there isn't a lot that you can do at this point. You can, the Board of Elections has the authority to make this decision about the validity of the signatures. As you know, it's not easy to get on the ballot in Virginia. And the fact that he's been successful is going to be a wrinkle in Republican efforts to try to win Virginia in the electoral votes in the, what looks to be a very close presidential election.
Now, it's interesting because, of course, there are a lot of conservatives for whom Mitt Romney is not conservative enough. Virgil Goode may be conservative enough for them. How could that shake down in Virginia?
Well, I tend to think that what you're going to see is an impact that will be in the range of a couple of percentage points, maybe a small impact, less, say, than Ralph Nader's impact. But what you're looking at here is those people are going to be disproportionately people who would be cross-pressured that vote Republican if they didn't. I think one of the big challenges that the Republicans are going to have to do in Virginia is to argue that Virgil Goode, voting for Virgil Goode is voting for Barack Obama. I think that if this election is really close, that 1 or 2 percentage points that Virgil Goode might draw, particularly out of his old district, those are what the Republicans might need. When he was in Congress, he represented an area basically from Charlottesville to Danville. A lot of Republicans in that district. And so these are people who've been voting for him not only for Congress but also for the state Senate before that. These are people who are going to vote Republican if they don't vote for Virgil Goode. But he's developed a long-time loyal following in that district, and that's going to be a potential problem for the Republicans.
But what's Goode's motivation here? Why is he even doing this?
Well, I think that there has been a lot of frustration within the Republican Party about what Mitt Romney stands for, whether he's conservative enough. If you look at the primary struggle that the Republicans went through, there were so many people who wanted to vote for somebody, anybody other than Mitt Romney, whether it was Herman Cain or Rick Perry or Newt Gingrich or Rick Santorum. Over and over again, there was a belief among those really committed conservative Republicans that Mitt Romney just wasn't one of them. And this creates a very difficult balancing act for the Romney campaign. Putting Paul Ryan on the ticket helps convince some conservatives that Mitt Romney will govern in a more conservative direction than they fear he might. But problems with other more conservative candidates, not only the Constitution candidate, but perhaps also a Libertarian candidate, could also siphon votes away from Republicans. And so the challenge for the Romney campaign is to try to convince people not to vote in a more conservative direction, but also don't offer up so conservative a message you lose the moderate swing voters that are really going to be deciding the elections in Virginia and elsewhere.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to camelmilkforsale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's camelmilkforsale.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
On the Countdown Show, we're having a conversation about the presidential race and the polling that's going on. Let's get to host Joe Pagliarulo disagreeing with one of his callers about whether George W. Bush should hit the campaign trail to help Romney.
As much as Clinton's been heralded as the superstar and the Superman of the Democratic Party, why couldn't Bush have gotten out there and said, listen, this is what happened when we lowered taxes in the early 2000s. The economy went crazy. Even in light of the 2001 September 11th attacks, the economy went crazy when we lowered taxes on everybody who paid taxes. Unemployment rates in the fives, even for some months in the fours. Now we're over 8, and we have been for a long time. Failed Democratic policies caused the financial meltdown and the subprime blow-up. You know, that was Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. That was Barney Frank and Maxine Waters. That was Chris Dodd. That was these guys. We need to get back to the basic outlook that smaller government is better government. More efficient government means more freedom and liberty for Americans. Why couldn't you go out there and say that? You know, stop getting smacked upside the head and put his record out there and say, let's go. Let's look at my first 4 years against Barack Obama's first 4 years. Let's go. Let's go. Economically speaking, it's not even a contest. Daniel is of another opinion. Daniel, what's on your mind? Hi.
I don't think that Bush getting up and stating all that is going to benefit the Republicans in any way. We've already got all the Republican votes shored up. I think it's appropriate for Mitt Romney or Paul Ryan to go out and articulate the point that you just made, but having Bush do so is just going to detract from the morons who would be easily swindled by the liberal media.
Well, I don't think that any Democrats whatsoever are going to vote for Romney Ryan. I think that we could be clear on that. The independent vote is what you have to go for. And how does George W. Bush talking about how well those policies worked, very conservative policies, especially in his first term, how would that hurt? I'm not sure I understand, because Romney's not doing a very good job right now getting the message out. Ryan, I think, is. Ryan's more of a fire plug. Romney's got to get his head out of his rear end, and he's got to really go out there and say, look, this is why what we want to do will work.
800-510-TALK. Here's Chuck Norris with his wife, Gina, on YouTube, talking about the importance of this election.
Hi, I'm Chuck Norris, and this is my wife, Gina. We are here to talk about a growing concern we all share. If we look to history, our great country and freedom are under attack. We're at a tipping point, and quite possibly our country as we know it may be lost forever if we don't change the course our country is headed.
With our country at a crossroads, Chuck and I have asked ourselves what we can be doing to help support this great country we're blessed to live in, and how we can encourage our like-minded American brothers and sisters to unite and let their voices be heard. It is estimated that in the 2008 election, 30 million evangelical Christians stayed home on voting day, and Obama won the election by 10 million votes.
We know you love your family and your freedom as much as Gina and I do. And it is because of that we can no longer sit quietly or stand on the sidelines and watch our country go the way of socialism or something much worse.
Our only hope is for each of us to make sure we have not only registered to vote in the primary and the general elections for 2012, but to make sure our voices will be heard by casting our vote on Election Day.
As Edmund Burke said, all that is necessary for the triumph of evil is that good men and women do nothing. Our great president, Ronald Reagan, said, "Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction." We didn't pass it on to our children in the bloodstream. It must be fought for, protected, and handed on for them to do the same.
President Reagan went on to say that you and I have a rendezvous with destiny. We will preserve for our children this last best hope for man on earth, or we will sentence them to take the first step into 1,000 years of darkness.
There's Gina and Chuck Norris. Very interesting YouTube activity. 800-510-8255 on the countdown.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Hey everyone, I'm Maxwell, and my life is kind of awesome because whenever Geico wants to talk about their new mobile app, they're like, hey Maxwell, you feel like coming to the studio and talking about how the app lets you manage your policy, you know, and get roadside help and even customize it with your favorite Geico character? And I'm like, maybe. Are there going to be snacks?
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
Listen, if you're considering buying hardwood flooring, don't do anything until you've written down this number and received your free Lumber Liquidators catalog.
The flooring was high quality with an unbeatable price tag.
Call in the next 10 minutes to get your free catalog.
What I bought at Lumber Liquidators is a vastly higher quality than flooring I had installed 6 years ago, and for a fraction of the cost.
So if you want great hardwood flooring at unbeatable prices, trust Lumber Liquidators. We buy direct from the mills. Call right now to get our flooring guide and catalog absolutely free. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring, including solid hardwoods, laminates, and bamboos, and even Bella Wood prefinished flooring with a 100-year transferable warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. This free catalog is full of tips, ideas, and our flooring project list to make your buying decisions easy. Hurry, call right now to get a copy of this free guide and catalog. Call 800-542-0203 to get your free copy now. 800-542-0203. 800-542-0203.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients
nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Mike Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown, discussing the presidential race with you and your calls at 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com. Of course, you can always follow the comings and goings of what's going on here on our Facebook page and on Twitter. So the president, excuse me for my voice, too much yelling and screaming on the air about some of this stuff. The president has a growing lead this week, but Mitt Romney, according to Reuters, is still well within striking distance. A lot can happen in a couple of months. What do you think of that read? 800-510-8255. Here's caller Lon in Mississippi with several reasons why he'll be voting for President Obama.
When he came into office, we were hemorrhaging over 700,000 jobs a month. Number two is that if you have a mother, a daughter, or a sister, now they can get the same pay for the same day work. If you have a sick child with a pre-existing condition or not, or if you have a child that was in college, they can stay on a health care plan for to the age of 26. If you are Hispanic, if you are gay, he tried to bring them into America to make them inclusive instead of exclusive. If you are an auto worker, then he saved the auto industry. But then the most important thing of all that we have to look at, we ended up in Iraq because of a trust issue. We do not know why we ended up there, but the facts indicated that we ended up there because somebody told a lie. And the thing about that is this, is that whoever takes that office, we're going to have to know beyond a shadow of a doubt before they send any American young person to war that we can trust that they are really sending them there. Well, we have a trust issue because one person won't show their taxes. One person will have offshore bank accounts. One person is a liar. Everything Ryan says is a lie when you fact check it.
Well, that's pretty absurd. Here's something, Lon, for you to consider. There's a new book out, Bob Woodward's book called The Price of Politics. You want to feel ill, read this book that's out today. It's 379 pages, and it's a detailed close-up look at the debt ceiling battle going back to July of last year when the government came very close to default and potential economic collapse. Woodward is pretty meticulous, and his attention to detail brings you around, especially go to the middle of the book, the descriptions of meetings, mind-numbing budget figures, and constant gridlock will make you want to bang your head against the wall. And remember, it's these people and the discussion of the budget that gives Romney any chance at all. You'd think they'd be banging away at that and have this book out as a centerpiece, no matter what else they're talking about, wouldn't you? 800-510-8255. Brian in Nevada on both of these two candidates, Republicans and Democrats.
Both speeches were pretty good, but to be quite honest with you, and I think I speak for a majority of the public, it's pretty much the same thing. One's going to promise to do one thing, one's denying the other, and so forth and so on. In Obama's defense, in the president's defense, the Republicans did tout during the 2010 elections they're going to do jobs, 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 jobs. That has yet to come about at all. At the same time, Mr. Obama said that he's going to create more and more jobs. I think they said he created 4.5 million. When come to find out, it's actually half of that. So, I mean, you know, both parties personally, like George Washington said, our first president, get rid of both parties, work together, and build our country strong as a whole one nation versus a divided nation.
You're right, sir. The parties are our enemies along with the news media, and they're not your friend. They're not there to help you. They're there to help themselves. No good reason for parties to exist in politics. All it is Democrats versus Republicans and their ideal. There are a lot of people concerned about a lot of things that both parties are doing to just stir the pot. And the beneficiaries are not you, the people who pay for all of this. 800-510-8255. Kim is in Ohio with thoughts on President Obama.
I think he's using a good tone, but I do think he needs to get a little bit more aggressive with Romney. I've been watching this since Obama got in. I am just offended all the way across the board with the Republican Party. And this is some real stuff going on in our country, and they decided right now to start playing games in a situation they got us in. I'm just too through with them. I think Barack Obama needs to go here, but I think the debates will do it. I think the debates will do it, because Romney's ran this same story in all the debates he's ran for, the same story with the taxes. He hasn't ever showed them. I think the debates will do it. Either Romney's going to show his taxes or he's not going to win. He's not going to win anyway. But my prediction is that the debates will settle this.
All right, you think that's true? Are you looking forward to the debates? 800-510-8255. Here's Gene in Michigan, another Obama supporter.
It's not just about him, but it's about the ideological difference between the Democrats and the Republicans. The Republicans care about money, and the Democrats care about people. I was watching one of the programs, and Newt Gingrich was on also. On the night of the president's inauguration, there was a dinner of about 15 Republicans, including Paul Ryan. And at that dinner, they made the determination that they were going to do everything that they could to block the president so that he would not be reelected. One of the things they were going to do was go after Geithner. One of the other things they were going to do is to be against everything that the president was for. And you've heard them say it several times, this is a program that the Republicans had presented. Well, they voted against it because they do not want him to succeed. So not only does he need to be reelected, but the House of Representatives needs to turn Democrat.
Well, that probably is not going to happen. The Republicans may have a harder time getting control of the Senate. It's a possibility, but Democrats don't seem to be too worried about it. Presidential race and politics here on the countdown. We'll talk a little about the September 11th commemoration, which is today, later on in this hour. Meanwhile, back to your calls at 800-510-8255. Here's Kathleen listening in Salt Lake City. Hi, Kathleen.
Yes. Good morning.
Morning.
You have a fellow on there saying how appropriate it was for the Democratic Party to have Clinton on. Well, let me tell you, my grandchildren did not know what oral sex was till he came along. I don't think that he represented the Democratic Party. I don't think he sets that great of an example. That's my comment.
All right, ma'am. Thank you. 800-510-8255. Bill Clinton remains one of the most popular figures in American politics. Interesting that Mr. Romney is going to talk at the Clinton Global Initiatives annual meeting. Some people say that might undercut the impact of Clinton's speech. Is it a contradiction to have Mitt Romney at a Clinton event? What say you on that? 800-510-8255. Here's Bob in California, an Obama supporter.
In looking at both the DNC and the Republican conventions, I think the one thing that disturbed me more than anything else is the fact that the Republicans are always talking about breaking unions. And it's the unions that a lot of us Americans forget brought the minimum wage, health care to the workplace paid by the employers, and the hope is in the DNC, in my opinion. So although I'm an independent, I vote my conscience. I'm afraid I'm going to have to vote for the Democrats because they support labor, and it's what makes our country strong.
All right, who agrees with that? Thinks that's on the mark. 800-510-8255. Here's Andy in Maine. He voted for Obama before.
You know, I was desperately hoping that Obama would succeed. I wanted him to succeed. I still do. I think that when he started his term focusing on health care, I thought that was important, something that would help business, right? I mean, if you think about the burden of health care on business, it would be terrific if we can come land on a solution that would help the businesses. However, you know, what I was thinking of, and I think a lot of, you know, independent myself were thinking of, was perhaps landing more on something that was a government, you know, directed program like they have in Canada. It's a bolder program, and instead we ended up with this program where what we're doing is we're asking people to fund health insurance companies. And I think that, I think that's a measure of leadership. And when I look at the rest of his presidency, the first 2 years, going back and forth in this health care initiative, and we didn't spend time on job creation, and now here's where we are. 4 years later, there are no jobs.
800-510-8255. If you're Jewish, are you going to vote for the Democrats? They took this is a dispute that's been going for a while. Jerusalem, and this has been the case, I think, many of these conventions I go back to. It was U.S. law in 1995. Jerusalem should be recognized as the capital of the State of Israel. That was taken out of the platform at the Democratic Convention, underscoring that. What is that make a difference to you or not? 800-510-8255 at 16 before the hour on the countdown.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Last year, millions of parents discovered they were their teen's drug dealer. That's because 70% of teens who abuse prescription drugs get them from family and friends. Even more shocking, prescription pain relievers have contributed to more overdose deaths than street drugs like cocaine and heroin. Safeguard your medicine and talk with your children about the dangers of medicine abuse. Join the Medicine Abuse Project and help end this epidemic. Visit drugfree.org to learn more. A message from the partnership at drugfree.org.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards or postcards and get 250 free. Details in store or at staples.com/250free. Ends 11-10-12. Staples. That was easy.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the call. I got the call to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, discussing with you the conventions and the politics and the politicians. Deans in Mississippi, you're not a fan of either party like me, it would appear. Is that true?
Not right now, I'm not.
No, why?
Well, the caller before talked about the Democrats care about the people and the Republicans care about the money.
Nonsense.
And that may be true to a point. It might be oversimplified, but... The Democrats are taking care of people, or at least trying to, and but they're bankrupting this country. And the Republicans, if they want to save money and that's great. But both parties better get their act together, or we will not have a country.
Yeah, you're on the right trail there, Dean. Thank you. Jeff in South Dakota, next on the Countdown Live. Yes, sir, go ahead, please.
Yeah, I just kind of think that the Republicans kind of missed the boat as far as political issue when it comes to Obamacare and the world's in the biggest tax increase we've had in modern history. It seemed like it just should be a bone that they should be picking on every stage that they can muster.
Yeah, and where are they? They're vacant, absent. You're right about that. Phil in North Florida, next up on the Countdown. Yes, sir, please go ahead with your thought.
I think that the Republicans need to be worried about getting the nursing home, the homeless, and the dead voters on their side, because that's how Obama's going to win.
Chicago style politics. All right, sir. Thank you. 800-510-8255. Here's Althea in New York. Doesn't think too much of some of Romney's plans.
I would like to see Mr. Romney speak. I want to see if he's going to continue his lies about Medicare and how wonderful his program is going to be. I can just picture my children. I have 5 children, 8 grandchildren, and 5 great-grandchildren. I can picture those children when they're in their 60s and 70s and 80s, traipsing from one insurance company to another, trying to get health care coverage with a little voucher. And the insurance company isn't going to guarantee that they're going to be covered. No way. They're not going to fall over each other. to insure the weakest, sickest, oldest people in the world? Are you kidding me? Mr. Romney has to be totally insane to even say stuff like that and to lie about Obama taking all that money out of Medicare. It's not coming out of Medicare. It's reducing payments to Medicare Advantage programs, and that money is going to be used to close the donut hole for our prescriptions. And I would appreciate Mr. Romney stopping all his lies about work to welfare and all that stuff. He's nothing but a liar. And I wish somebody could sue him for slander.
Wow. All right. So that's politics. The anniversary of September 11th up next in consideration and conversation on the countdown.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. GibsonsHealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their healthy erosive lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, GibsonsHealth.com is pleased to offer AIM Ready Beet's Pure Juice Powder. Beet juice has long been known as a blood purifier and builder of red blood cells. The American Heart Association says one in three adults has high blood pressure and hypertension. Researchers found that a daily glass of beet juice beats high blood pressure. And not only that, just a teaspoon or two a day of Ready Beets powder increased stamina by 16%. Certainly, drinking beet juice daily is a better solution than most meds with their side effects. Order your fresh, convenient form juice powder of this amazing vegetable called Ready Beets from GibsonsHealth.com. To buy at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844 or go to GibsonsHealth.com. Gibson's Healthful Living. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
It's a Tuesday, September 11th, 2012, and as such, what happened on this date in 2001 comes to be top of mind for everybody. So let's find out what a couple of talk radio hosts think and feel and are talking about on their programs regarding September 11th, starting with Steve Gill, who talks here to Joe Tarrillo, who's a former New York City firefighter.
Amazing story. On that day, you were buried not just once, but twice in the rubble of the towers.
Yeah, that's right. You know, I'm probably one of the only ones who survived the collapse of both towers.
Now, tell us the first one. You were basically recognizing that that looking at the scene, everybody below the fire level, those buildings were going to come down. We get a lot of these conspiracy theorists that say, oh, the buildings were blown up. But you're a structural assessment guy. You looked at it and said, look, those buildings are going to come down. So you went in to try and get people out. But before that could happen, the building collapsed.
Well, you know, when I first got on the scene, it was exactly 9 o'clock in the morning. And I didn't have any firefighting clothing. I was actually in what we call a Class A uniform to do that big press conference. And, you know, on the way to the press conference, you know, I see the tower was struck by a jet. You know, I had already heard the news that a plane hit the World Trade Center, but I really wasn't thinking much of it. I think it was such a big deal. I was really more concerned about getting stuck in traffic and not making my way to the press conference. But in any event, I rushed out of my office and headquarters so that I could beat all the ambulances and fire engines and police cars trying to get from Brooklyn into Manhattan. And as I'm going over the Brooklyn Bridge that connects Brooklyn and Manhattan, I could see the World Trade Center to the left of me by maybe a mile away, and there's about 9 or 10 floors of fire completely wrapped around the top of the building. And I was in shock. That I realized that was no little plane. You know, it had to have been a jet. And the first thing I said was that everybody on the top of the building's going to die, and I said that building's going to collapse. And, you know, nobody was really believing me. And by the time I got over the bridge, I had made a decision to heck with the press conference. I made my way to my old firehouse where I spent the first 15 years of my career in Engine Company 10. And I was there at 9 o'clock. I borrowed a set of bunker gear, which is firefighting clothing, from a fireman by the name of Tommy McNamara, who was off duty. And then I ran out of the firehouse of Engine 10, Ladder 10, and I was running towards the North Tower. And as I was going towards the North Tower, I was running past the South Tower. And at that moment, I heard a roar, and I looked up, and United Airlines Flight 175 came right over my head. I was the only one underneath that jet, and I watched it slam right into the South Tower. I mean, I saw the whole jet of a split second from, you know, from the nose of the plane to the tail, and it almost looked like the South Tower just sucked it right in. And at that point, I realized one, there was a terrorist attack, and that, in fact, two of these buildings were doomed to collapse that day. And I tried to make a lot of people aware of it, but people just weren't listening. They just couldn't understand why I was saying that.
Joe Tarillo, a former New York City firefighter on September 11th. Here's host Bob Rose talking about the amount of money that's being poured into the memorial in New York.
Huge tragedy to our country. How do we deal with it? How do we heal? One of the ways we do it is with a memorial, to not forget those who died, but to also do it in a, you know, a very, very respectful way. With its huge reflecting pools ringed by waterfalls and skyscrapers and a cavernous underground museum still under construction, the National September 11th Memorial and Museum at the World Trade Center is an awesome spectacle that moved and inspired some 4.5 million visitors in its first year, and that number will go up when it's completely completed, I think. But all the magnificence comes with a jaw-dropping price tag. The foundation that runs the memorial estimates that once the roughly $700 million project is complete, $700 million, almost three-quarters of $1 billion, it will cost $60 million a year to operate. Wow. The anticipated cost has bothered some critics and raised concerns even among the memorial's allies that the budget may be unsustainable without a hefty government subsidy. Memorials or meals? Oh, I know. We can have both. We can have it all. And we can just add a little bit more to the $16 trillion debt. Come on, folks. By comparison, the National Park Service budgeted $8.4 million this year to operate and maintain Gettysburg National Military Park, $3.6 million for the monument that includes the USS Arizona Memorial at Pearl Harbor. Running Arlington is more than 14,000 graves, receives 4 million visitors a year, costs $45 million annually. Officials at the 9/11 Memorial say they face unique challenges that make comparisons to other national memorials difficult.
Difficult indeed. Check out the poll on how you're observing September 11th, would you? At DougStephan.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.